When Abilene native Andrew Penns became involved in the Taylor County Historical Commission, he discovered that much of the African-American history of this area wasn't being recognized.
And I would see markers being placed, I would see history being talked about, and very little of it that was centered around the black community.
Since then, he's spent his life researching, compiling, and sharing local stories from the African-American community. His collection is housed inside the Curtis House, formerly the home of the family that owned Curtis Stark's funeral home.
They were the longest black business that operated in Abilene and served the black community.
Photographs of the Curtis family are on display in the first room, along with other professionals, including doctors and teachers. Several large panels cover the walls, moving through a timeline of history.
Those panels tell a story through years, beginning with the actual slave trade, ending with desegregation in Abilene into the integration of the Abilene Independent School District.
The next room you enter is the military room, filled with portraits of Taylor County African-American service members. Upstairs is a sports room honoring Robert E. Brewster, a teacher and coach at Woodson Elementary School. The restored home has two stories, leaving plenty of space for future displays.
I just prayed that at the end of my life, that someone will continue to take the torch, take the mantle, and carry it on even further than what I have.
Penns kept the Curtis House open for extended hours today as part of the Juneteenth celebration. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.